He really wanted that BB gun, didn't he? We've all seen that movie, right? Everybody seen it? If you haven't, it plays for an entire day, I think, 24 hours straight. So if you're the one person who hasn't seen it, I apologize. I might ruin the ending for you. He gets the BB gun. Sorry. Whoops. But we play that clip because we're in the middle of the series, Christmas Decluttered. And the point there is I think we all remember when we were kids. Maybe you are a kid today. And you remember what it was like to really have that one gift, right? The one gift that you wanted and that you talked about for a long time. And then sure enough, Christmas morning, you got it. You got it. I have one of those. For me, the year was, take a deep breath because I'm kind of about to tell you how old I am. And some of you get very nervous when you find out that I'm not as old as you think I should be. But it was 1988. And I was 17. I'm just kidding. I wasn't. I was 8. And what I wanted more than anything else in 1988 for Christmas was a Nintendo. All right? Not a Wii or none of that. None of the. There were no extensions to the Nintendo. It was just called a Nintendo. And I wanted one, man. I really wanted one. I had some friends that had one, and my parents kind of played it cool because, in fact, I think I've been trying to remember all week. I think I was pretty much led to believe I wasn't going to get it. You know, Christmas morning comes, and there it is, and, you know, it was just kind of like Ralphie. I just kind of went crazy, and yes, I got a Nintendo, and set it up, and, you know, went to play it, and, you know, because I had all my hopes and all my dreams built in this Nintendo, all right, and I got the Nintendo, and I started to play it. And I'm sure what you're expecting me to say now is that it let me down and it wasn't as great as I thought it would be. And you're right, it wasn't as great as I thought it would be. It was better. It was the greatest gift ever. All right? I played that Nintendo. Oh, goodness. I mean, it was awesome. All right? It lived up to every single expectation I had for a Nintendo. All right, it exceeded those expectations. It was fantastic. And, you know, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about giving gifts. We're talking about getting gifts because it's Christmas. And we give gifts at Christmas. And giving gifts is supposed to be fun. Getting gifts is supposed to be fun. But the reason we're talking about it today as we try to declutter Christmas, as we try to get rid of the anxiety that arises at Christmas time, is because the process of giving gifts isn't always fun. In fact, for a lot of people, it causes a great deal of stress and angst, the buying of presents. You know, we worry about things such as, and I'm not saying you do, I'm saying people not as good as you do, all right? But people who aren't as good as you worry about, like me, I worry about these things. I worry about things like, ooh, did I get them a gift? Did I get them a gift? Are they going to like this gift? Will they like it? Or if you have kids, did we get enough for Christmas? Or if it's for your boss, is it a nice enough gift? And then the fun one, you know, how are we going to afford all this? We'll think about that in January. That's why God made credit cards, right? You just put it there and forget about it? No, it's not, by the way, but that's another summer for another topic. You know, you have these situations. You have parents. You have these calm, rational, loving parents that act like barbarians in Toys R Us fighting over the last whatever Elmo's doing this year. All right? They fight over it. You know, you have these Black Friday events where people will... I'm sorry, I know we got some Best Buy employees in here, where people will line up for hours and trample over each other all to get a gift, all to get these things that end up causing us all this stress and all this angst. You know, I actually know people, just to kind of give you an indication of how bad this gets for some people, I know people that this is how much they worry about gifts, okay? I'm not making this up. I know people that will buy extra gifts at Christmas. They'll just buy generic things like a picture frame or something like that. And they wrap them and they keep them in their cars. Just in case somebody shows up with a gift for them, you know. Somebody gives them a gift and they're like, whoop-a, I got your gift right here. You know. They're prepared for it. But but it drives people crazy. You know, there are some girls in this room right now. I'm not going to point you out. I'm not going to call you out. But you know who you are. There's some girls in here right now who maybe you've just started dating a guy. Maybe you're thinking about dating a guy. But you're expecting a gift. You're expecting a Christmas gift. And let's be honest. You're going to decide whether you keep him in January based on the gift he gives you at Christmas. If it's a good gift, it means he really likes you. He's a keeper. If it's not a good gift, see ya. Right? Your silence indicates that you are busted. All right? So I want to take a deep breath for a second and ask, how on earth did we get here? How did we get from a baby who was a nobody that was born in a barn? How did we get to gift, 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 gotta give gifts, gotta give gifts, gotta make sure they have a gift, gotta make sure he has a gift, but gotta make sure she has a gift, and they better give me a gift, because if the gifts ain't good enough, I'm going to be comparing. How do we get here? Right, so I took a deep breath, I looked back, I kind of studied the process, and what happened? Some of you know the story. After Jesus was born, there were three wise men who, you know, had studied astrology, and they saw a star, and they followed the star, and they found Jesus. They understood what Jesus was. And when they came, they brought him gifts. Because when you go, they thought, you know, they knew he was going to be a king. And so when you visit a king, you bring a tribute, you bring a gift. So they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You probably all heard that. They brought the gifts. Okay? So early Christians, very early, kind of, sort of, maybe adopted this practice, maybe, of occasionally swapping gifts at Christmas. Because the wise men did. And the wise men gave gifts to Jesus, and they couldn't really give gifts to Jesus because, you know, he's in heaven now. And so they'd give gifts to each other just kind of as a reminder. Hey, this is what we did. I love you. You know, here's this gift. And that's the kind of the way it went for about 1,700 years, maybe 1,800. And then businesses got this great idea. Retailers started attaching themselves to Christmas. All right? They saw this as, hey, wait a minute. If we make this huge deal about Christmas, we can get everybody to buy all these gifts. And where are they going to buy them from? From me. From Macy's. We can convince people that they need to do this. They need to wait in line forever because if they don't, their kid won't love them anymore. And that's how Christmas itself transformed to be about gifts. It was because businessmen were smart and they saw this as a way to make a bunch of money. All right? Now, before you freak out, everybody take a deep breath. Everybody cool out. All right? I'm not saying don't give gifts. All right? That's not the message today, so you can take a deep breath. It's not the point at all. Because I believe giving is a good thing. You've probably heard me say before, if you've been here before, I don't believe we're any more like God than when we're giving. Okay? So giving is a great thing. There is nothing at all wrong with giving a gift. You give a gift to someone that you love to show them that you love them, that you appreciate them. That's why you give a gift. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And if at Christmas, when we give these gifts, as we're buying gifts, as we're thinking about gifts and all that kind of stuff, if our main motivation when we give these gifts really was, I love you, I want to show you how much I love you, you've blessed me this year, I want to bless you back, have a great one, here's your gift. If that was really our heart, really our motivation behind it, I wouldn't have to preach this message today. I wouldn't. But as I studied it, as I looked at it, as I thought about it, here's what occurred to me. Okay? The reason we stress out about gifts, the reason we stress out about, is this enough? The reason we stress out about, have they got me something, so I better get them something too? The reason we feel the need to beat up other parents to get the last stinking Elmo thing, all right, and you got to listen to me, this is going to sound harsh. You want the Elmo. All right, here's what it is. It's because we've turned this gift of giving a gift to show love into something we do for those people to love us. We've turned it into a selfish act. That's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive that we could literally turn the act of giving into something selfish. But we have. We want to be thought of as a great neighbor, as a great coworker, as a great parent. And so we've turned it on our heads. And here's the deal. Here's the first thing I want to tell you. That this is not a gift problem. All right? It's a heart problem. It really is a heart issue. And some of you, I think, are still kind of doubting this. So let me kind of paint a scenario for you that if you haven't experienced yet, you will experience. Okay? Single, married, whatever. I'm going to present the marriage scenario because I am married with two children. Okay? Here's a scenario. It's Saturday afternoon. We're hanging out at the house. And this hasn't ever happened to me, by the way. Hanging out at the house, got music playing, maybe, you know, whatever. Maybe I'm dancing with the kids. And then all of a sudden, the doorbell rings. No big deal, right? Doorbell rings. I have a window next to my door so I can kind of see out. I look. And terror comes over my face. You know why? Because it's a neighbor from across the street. I don't really even know their name. But it's a neighbor from across the street. And guess what they have in their hand? They have a present for me. And I don't have a present to give them. You've all been there. So what happens? You frantically start looking about the house for anything you can wrap up and give to them as quickly as humanly possible. You start thinking, can I re-gift this? This was given to me the other day. I can give it to them. Oh, wait a minute. I'm not going to see so-and-so for 2 more weeks. I can give them that. Then I can go buy them a new one. Completely freak out. Contemplate giving them a child if that's what it takes. But you freak out, all right? Now let me time out here, okay? And yeah, this is a perfect world scenario, but let me kind of paint you how that should go, okay? What should happen is you should open the door. The neighbor should say, thought about you. I wanted to give you this. And you should say, that's very sweet, thank you. And close the door. And they should leave. Why is that funny? I think I'm just a jerk, maybe. But seriously, they should leave happy that they gave you a gift, and you should leave blessed. Wow, they gave me a gift. That's so nice. But that's not what happens at all. If you don't have a gift back for them, you get embarrassed and they get offended. Right? Oh, come on. Be with me on this. Come on. You know I'm right. Maybe you're the person who carries 8 gifts in your car, so you've never experienced this scenario. But that's what happened. It's because we've turned this idea of giving gifts, we've turned it into, it's not giving gifts, it's getting back. It's completely selfish. It seems to be more about staying even. It's about evening the score with each other. Well, if the neighbor gives me this, I've got to give them that. If somebody at work gives me this, I've got to give them that. If so-and-so did this for me, then I've got to give them that. Let me help you. That's not giving a gift. Okay? That's buying someone or buying something. It's not giving. It's not giving a gift. So I know you're asking, what should we do, right? Am I going to be the weird, crazy church that tells you to not give any gifts to your neighbors and make them all hate you, right? No. Does God have anything to say about this issue? Are there any principles we can find in His Word to apply to the situation? I'm glad you asked. Because yes, 100% I believe there are. Okay, so I want to go back to the beginning. I want to look at the reason we're supposed to give a gift to begin with. Okay, and we're going to talk about love again. If you were here last week, we talked about love. Talking about love again this week. And guess what? We're going to talk about love again next week. All right, we're going to look at love here. We're going to look at the same verses. 1 Corinthians, if you have your Bible, 1 Corinthians 13 is where we're going to start. All right, we're going to look at what God says about love. Love that comes from God. Love that is supposed to be the motivation for us giving gifts to other people. Love, this is what God says about love. It says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It's not irritable. And it keeps no record of being wronged. Okay, let me break that down. Love is patient and kind. It doesn't beat up someone for an Elmo. All right? Love is not jealous. That means it's not jealous over what someone else got and you didn't get. It means it doesn't brag about how great the gift was that it gave that you didn't give. And this is always the one that gets us. Love keeps no record of wrongs. So it doesn't remember when Billy at work or Tom down the street didn't get you a gift that year for Christmas. Love doesn't remember that. But selfishness does. Selfishness decides they didn't get me one last year. I'm not getting them one this year or any year until they get me a gift again. Just listen to that. Until I get. So, first step for you as we rehab from the gift-giving bonanza and brainwashing that Macy's has done to us. You know what? It's all that stinking parade. That's what it is. I hate that thing. My wife loves it. I hate it. Anyway, has nothing to do with anything. I just thought you should know I don't like the Macy's parade. Here's what I want to ask yourself. Ask yourself this question. And we're gonna make this a little real in a minute, but ask yourself this question to start with. Are you giving a gift? Or are you making a payment? Are you giving a gift or are you making a payment? Be honest. It's tough. That's a tough question to ask because we can all convince ourselves, no, it's really a gift. No, it's really a gift. But no, are you giving out of love, wanting nothing in return? Or are you making a payment, expecting something back with your Christmas gifts? Are you expecting something back? Because that's not giving out of love, that's giving out of selfishness. All right, and as we saw last week, the Bible talks about selfishness as well, okay? And it's very profound. Philippians 2, 3, and 4, it says, don't be selfish. It's like I said last week, that's like telling someone, if you want to dunk a basketball, just jump higher, right? It takes work. It takes a complete shift in your mind to not be selfish. But this is what the Bible says. Is don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble. Thinking of others is better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interest, but take an interest in others too. Okay, so it's just like last week. Love gives. Selfishness demands. Okay? Now, I want to be very practical today. I really want to get bottom shelf for you guys on this issue for gifts. And I hope that I'm hitting you in enough time to where you can actually make a difference this holiday season. Okay? That's my hope. I want to be incredibly practical for this love versus selfishness when it comes to giving and getting. And are you giving a gift? Are you making a payment? What are you doing? Okay? So here's what I want you to do. If you're single today, you can do this by yourself when you get home. If you're married today, I want you to do this with your spouse. If you're dating, it's up to you guys. It depends. If you're dating and want to be married, do this together. If you're not, maybe you can use this as a sign to say, I'm going to do this by myself. See you later. Because if you're going to break up, do it before Christmas, so then you don't have to buy the gift. It's easier. And then get together after Christmas. No, I'm just kidding. I never did that in high school, ever. Anyway, what am I doing? Anyway, here's what I want you to do. Okay? I want you to sit down tonight or this week. And I want you to go name by name. And if you don't have a list, make a list. But I want you to go name by name of the people you've decided to buy a Christmas gift for this year. I want you to go name by name down the list. And really, guys, I really want you to do this. I want you to think it through. Okay, I want you to sit down. And I want to ask yourself this question. Why am I buying this person a gift? Why am I doing it? Now, if the answer is, I love them, and they're special to me, and I expect nothing in return, fantastic. Buy that gift, give it to them, love them, point them towards what Christmas is really about, and have a great time. But, if the answer is because they always get me something, so I guess I have to get them something too, or, well, he's really helped me out this year. He did this and that, so I owe him this. Or, I really want them to like me. So I'm going to get them a fantastic gift and hope they'll go on a date with me. And on and on, right? There's lots of reasons you're thinking of some right now that I can't even think of. Now here's what I want you to do. As you go through that list, And every person you find that's not A, that's not the number one answer, here's what I want you to do. I want you to strike their name off the list. If you've already bought them a gift, take it back. Take it back. And I know what you're thinking. Trey, I can't do that. Because if I do that, those people are going to think I'm selfish. They're going to think I'm stingy. Because I didn't give them a gift. Well, you kind of already are. Because you're not really giving a gift. You're giving a gift under false pretenses. You're pretending to give a gift, but what you're really doing is saying, here's this thing that I've spent, and you better do what I expect in return. Now, that's common. That's great. We live in a capitalism. That's fantastic. But that's called buying something. That's buying something. It's not giving a gift. So take them off your list, all right? No, don't really take them off your list. I'm kidding. Because if you did that, you're right. People would think you're a crazy person. Or some of you would just use it as an excuse and say, I ain't buying nobody nothing because Jesus told me not to. Right? But here's what I want you to do. Here's what you can do. Okay, here's what you can do. You can put those gifts on hold. You really can. You can put buying that stuff on hold. And what you can do first, because I said it's not a gift problem, it's a heart problem. The first thing you can do is you can pray. And you can spend time with God. And you can ask God, say, God, I ask you to truly give me a love for that person. Give me a love for my neighbor. Now, a brief thing I want to say. For some of you guys in the room today, I want you to know I'm not speaking to everyone. There are some of you in the room today who have been blessed, honestly, I believe, been blessed by God with the gift of giving. And you truly love to give. And you may buy gifts for 100 people. And truly, you're giving out of love and you want to see them blessed. And I want to acknowledge that those of you are in the room. And so I don't want you to think I'm speaking to everyone. But those of us like me who haven't been blessed with that, this is a challenge. It really is. And that's who I want to talk to. So that's what you can do, guys. You can pray. You can spend time with God. You can ask Him, say, God, I ask, these are these people on this list, and what I'm asking you to do, God, is change my heart so that when I give them a gift, when I give them this, I can truly give it to them and not expect anything in return. Like, I see, when that happens, giving gifts becomes fun. It's rewarding. There's no stress involved. There's no worry about who got this and who got that and is it enough and all that kind of stuff. It truly becomes, it's the thought that counts. You've heard that? That's truly what happens. Because, hey, man, I'm just telling you I love you. Here you go. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And see, when we do that, when we get to that point, we're modeling what was taught to us by God. All right? 1 John 4:9-12 says this. Listen to this. It says, God showed how much He loved us by sending His one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through Him. Sending His Son into the world. John 3:16 said, God so loved the world that He gave His Son. It was a gift. It was a gift that He gave us because He loved us. For our own good. For our own benefit. Verse 10. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us. And sent His Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. So yeah, when we learn to give, we become like God. And He learned. I mean, He gave. Because if you remember, He sent His Son. You probably all heard that before. He sent His Son into the world. It's like I said at the beginning, born in a stable, in a barn. I'm trying to remember, man, when did that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it happened at Christmas, right? I wonder if Santa was there. But yeah, that's right. That's right. And the whole reason that we actually gave gifts to begin with, okay, it's coming back to me now. The whole reason we actually gave gifts to begin with is because of Jesus, and because these three kings came to worship Jesus and they gave gifts to Jesus. That's right. And then the retailers kind of saw, hey, cha-ching, we can make some dough. Let's get everybody to give gifts. And that leads us to where we are now. And this is really important because some of you, if you've been here before, you may have thought today I was going to get up here and, you know, kind of bring you into a little bait and switch. Bring you in with, say, I'm going to talk to you about how to buy gifts, but I was going to get up here and say, gifts don't matter. It's only Jesus at Christmas. Right? Let's be honest. Some of you, that's what you thought was going to happen today, because that's kind of what some preachers do. But no, I really and truly wanted to present some biblical principles on giving. Giving and being generous to each other, and how we have to give gifts and not buy people and expect things like that, because we give not only at Christmas, we give on birthdays and, you know, when people retire. There's different times we give gifts, or supposedly give gifts. Most of the time we're buying, but I really hope we can learn to give gifts. But I thought many of you probably thought I was going to come in here and say, gifts don't matter. It's only Jesus at Christmas. And that's not what I said. But now that you mention it, gifts don't really matter at Christmas. What matters is that we remember Jesus. Now hear my heart. I'm not saying gifts are bad. All right? However can showing someone you love them be a bad thing? Okay, it can't. But what I kind of want to close with today is just a brief reminder, guys. If Christmas to you really is all about the gifts, and people always say it's not, but really, if what you think of, what you get excited about at Christmas is the stuff you're going to get, I just want to tell you from my heart, you're missing the boat. You're missing the boat. All right? I want to close real quick. I want to talk to the parents in the room. Parents, especially parents with young kids. As we close and talking about the gifts and the stress of buying gifts and giving gifts, all that kind of stuff, I just have a brief statement I want to make to you, and we're going to be done. You're teaching your kids what Christmas is about right now. Whether you know it or not, you're teaching them what Christmas is about. And I want to tell you, 20 years from now, they will not care that you got up at 4 a.m. and you beat up three people to get the last Wii. They won't. They won't care that you drove 6 hours and spent five times more than you should to get that Elmo doll. All right? They will not care at all. That Nintendo I told you about, that I said was the greatest gift ever, I don't have it anymore. I don't know where it is. It's gone. And it was a great gift. It was a fantastic gift. I was glad to get it. But I have no clue what my parents went through to get it. I don't know if they got it easily. I don't know if they... I have no idea. I really don't. But here's what I do know. Here's what I remember. In my house growing up, we got gifts. We got gifts like crazy. It was awesome. But in my house growing up, I was always taught it's more important than the gifts. Christmas is the day that changed humanity, because it's when God became flesh for us. And so parents, I want to encourage you as we continue in this season. I just want you to ask yourself, what are you teaching your children about Christmas? And I'm going to widen this out. If you're dating, if you're married, what are you teaching each other that Christmas is about? I want to encourage you, and I want to say it one more time, because sometimes things get lost in the shuffle. So I need you to hear me say this. Giving gifts is not bad. My kids are going to get gifts at Christmas, okay? they're going to. I'm not saying don't give gifts. I just spent a whole message teaching you what I believe is God's principles and ways for us to give. But it'd be a travesty for me to wrap up a message at Christmas and not talk about the most important thing. Today's the day. Today's the day you can change your family tree. Because God's not about just changing your life. He's about changing family trees. He is about using you to impact your kids, your parents, your grandparents, your cousins, your aunts, your uncles. God can use you to transform your family tree. To just remind you that Christmas, this thing we celebrate, the reason we give gifts is all because of one gift. The gift that was given to us, that was given with perfect love, perfect motives. So here's the deal. Gifts are great. They're fun. I just beg you guys to give them for the right reasons. Because when you give out of love, all that junk just goes away. The stress goes away. And just like with last week, when we get the junk out of the way at Christmas, when we get rid of the stuff we're told we're supposed to care about, when we let all that go and the stress goes away over dealing with our families or getting gifts, when that goes away, we're free to remember and focus and worship and adore and live for the King of Kings. The reason we celebrate, the moment that transformed humanity. So let God clear your hearts today. Let Him teach you how to give like He gives and to remember what He gave us on Christmas. Let's pray. Father God, we thank You so much for the gift You did give us. Completely undeserved. We're completely unworthy. But so, so thankful that You saw fit to put on skin and come to earth so that we could have a relationship with You. God, I ask right now that You bless us and remind us of Your love for us. Let us understand Your love for us, and as it comes to us, let it flow through us, and let us love others as You love them. Let us give first, and let us continually point people to You. Help us, Father, for this Christmas to be the Christmas we get rid of all the other stuff and focus on You. Help us transform some family trees this season. In Your name we pray. Amen.